The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this...
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond.
If you want a stand-up guy, you're looking at it. Hustle, heart, accountable, a leader in the clubhouse and on the field.
This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We come to you live from the ballpark today, just outside the Thomson Reuters Champions Club, gearing up for the final game of this three-game weekend series and the finale of the homestand. Twins and the Tigers coming up at 1:10 Central Time. The pitching matchup today features two right-handers, two veteran right-handers, Ricky Nolasco today for the Twins, and one-time Twin Mike Pelfrey, 0-4 opposing for Detroit. You can reach us in two ways, via email insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com or via Twitter, hashtag InsideTwins. And our guest today is the GM of the Minnesota Twins. Always good to chat with Terry Ryan. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Well, good afternoon to you. It's a new month, and we'll get to May momentarily. But, Terry, April not the way anybody envisioned. 7-17. What went wrong from your perspective?
Well, we haven't scored many runs, that's for sure. We haven't had the offense. We've had a few people go down, but we've had ample replacements. It's not like we don't have people at AAA that can come up and do some of the things that you're hoping to do. We've struck out too much. But we've been fighting uphill in the last couple games. It's 3-0 before you get out of the first inning. That doesn't help our cause because, you know, we're having trouble scratching runs. So we're going to have to fix a lot of things here. And obviously, let's turn the page on the month of April. That wasn't any good at all. And hopefully we'll get going here because we're getting a little deeper than anybody would like where we're at in the standings.
You know, a popular saying early in the season is, don't worry, it's early. But now through a full month, is it no longer early?
Yeah, I've never bought into that statement. I don't care if it's April 10th or if it's May 10th, but it's getting to the point now where we need to start making some strides here and playing decent baseball. You know, we're not yesterday, for instance, we were in the game, but, you know, the way our offense is clicking along here, it didn't feel like it. So, consequently, we can't fall behind every day. We've got to do some things here and give our pitchers some breath here to be able to work. But, you know, for the most part, our pitching staff, and I'm not going to get elated about what we're doing there in the pitching staff, but they're at least giving us a chance, but we aren't doing enough on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, you mentioned the first inning woes right now, including yesterday. The Twins are facing a minus 11 run differential after the first inning this season. So if you're battling, if you're striking out too often, as we have seen, it's an uphill climb from the get-go.
We're having all kinds of trouble putting rallies together. You know, we'll get one guy or two guys in that lineup that'll give you a pretty good at-bat, but then the other five or six or seven, we just can't keep anything with any continuity. Maurer obviously is having a nice start to this year. But we've got a few other guys. Park is showing some power, but for the most part, when you go 1-9, we're striking out way too much, and it's rally killers.
Were any of these signs that we've seen in the regular season, did they raise any red flags during spring training?
I don't think so much in spring training because you never play with any continuity. You play a game, then you sit a game and play a game, and that's the way it is in spring training. Almost every club does it the same way. And then you get to the last eight games or so of the spring training camp and the exhibition games in Washington. We were playing good baseball, and people were taking their at-bats, and they were swinging at strikes for the most part. There were some signs last year that we are all aware of, you know, the people that struck out or people that got outside the zone. And that's always a concern as you go in, and obviously it has come to that point where we're striking out way too much. But we've got to do a better job in a lot of areas. Our defense hasn't exactly been great either, so we've got some other concerns as well.
Eddie Rosario, the start he is off to, is this comparable to what Danny Santana went through last year?
It looks like that, Corey. I've seen him play quite a bit, and I remember 2 years ago and going into New Britain to see him play to see whether or not we're going to call him up. And he was in one of those funks, and ultimately we didn't bring him up. He needs to get going. He's played pretty decent out there in left field. He made a good play yesterday, a lot of people wouldn't have made. and for the most part his throwing arm has been very efficient. But it all comes back to that profile. You're going to play left field in the major leagues. You've got to hit.
All right, roster moves were made earlier in the week. We'll come back and get into that a little bit more. Byron Buxton back down and some rotation changes as well with the big league staff as well. We'll have much more to come. Inside Twins, your questions are welcome. You can reach us again two ways, by email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. We'll continue with Terry Ryan next on your home for Twins baseball.
Yes, I understand that every life must end.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
Let's take it to the field now for some fan reaction, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Win or lose, fans agree. You can't beat the great taste of Coop's original yellow mustard. Isn't that right?
You're not kidding. There's nothing better than a hot dog at the ballpark, and there's nothing better on a dog than Coop's yellow mustard. It's smooth and mellow with just the right bite.
Yeah, Coop's is the game MVP for sure.
At the ballpark or at home, no one feels a better team of mustards than Coop's. That's Coop's with a K.
Head to your nearest Cub Foods and pick up some Coop's mustard today.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
The renovators know where to put a wall, a window, a room. Most importantly, the renovators know what they want, and that's the most admirable skill of all.
A home equity line of credit from U.S. Bank could help make your house the home you've always wanted. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Twins Flex Plan gives you the flexibility to choose your games and your number of seats. Choose in advance or even the day of the game. So don't plan, Flex Plan. Go to twinsbaseball.com/flex or call 800-33-TWINS to learn more.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Inside Twins. We continue on a sunny day at Target Field. Twins and the Tigers one more time, wrapping up this weekend series at 110. Ricky Nolasco and Mike Pelfrey. A busy week, Terry, when you look at the transactions page. A lot of roster moves made, beginning first when the team came back into town. What was the decision eventually to send Byron Buxton down?
He's striking out too much, Corey. He's doing all right defensively, and when he got on, certainly he's always a threat to steal a bag. But we just couldn't put up with the strikeout ratio, and it was large. And we decided to do some things there. Obviously, Santana's playing pretty good baseball, and once he came back, we put him out in center, but he's done everything we had hoped that he might accomplish here so far in rebounding from the disaster of 15. But, you know, when you activate Santana, somebody's got to go, and I think it was probably the right thing to send Buxton. And we sent Kepler down at the same time about, so it didn't really make that much difference.
Was Kepler a part of it, too, because he should play every day? He's too good of a talent to be a
bench
player.
He didn't get an opportunity up here for a lot of reasons, but you know, when we were looking to add him, we were looking for a guy that could play left, center, and right. So we brought him up. And obviously we were going through a tough time, and Paul wanted to put the regulars out there. But he needs to go down and play the game and get at-bats and get some experience, and hopefully he'll rejoin us at some point. So he and Buxton, it's the same objective with both of them. They're both kids, and they both need to play.
You know, getting back to Buxton, and you hear when a player gets sent down, he needs to go down and put up good numbers and earn his way back up here. Barring injury, how long of a stretch do you need to see good at-bats, good numbers before you make that call?
Well, I wouldn't make that call. I would let those guys down there tell me. And Chad Allen's the hitting coach, and, of course, Mike Quadi's the manager down there. I just listen to him. You tell me when he's ready. And more often than not, he'll tell us, and obviously the statistic page will tell us the same thing, but, you know, you just can't, up here it's a different story, but down there you got to dominate that league to some point, and unless it's an emergency situation, it'll be a different story, but hopefully he'll end up dominating that league with the bat, and he's done a decent job so far down there.
Last weekend when the team was in Washington, you were at AAA watching the Red Wings play. A 40-man roster move was made. John Hicks taken off the 40-man claimed by the Tigers. Many of us, including myself, we read into that maybe David Murphy would be the guy that would occupy that vacant 40th spot on the roster. In the end, why did it not work out with David and the Twins?
He decided he wanted to spend time with his family, but just as important on the roster situation, I knew we were going to have to clear space eventually because Berrios probably was about ready to come up, and ultimately we did use that spot for Berrios, so it worked out in that note. But Murphy was down there, and I saw him play about 6 games, and he was doing just fair, you know, not anything great, but he was also rusty. And when the decision came and he was going to come back with me, he decided to go home to his family. And I think for our sake and his sake, I appreciated him telling me that before he got here if he wasn't going to be committed to the job at hand.
I'm glad you brought up the name Berrios. How common has it been, and you've seen him a lot, how common has it been for him to struggle that first start at a new level?
Well, it's his history, that's for sure. But I was hoping, you know, we gave him a 3-run lead, and that was the timing on that. As much as we need wins, you were hoping to see him shut that down and get through 5 or 6 and turn it over to the pen. Now, he was amped up. The weather was horrible, all that stuff you can look at. But in the situation that presents itself for the Minnesota Twins right now, we need him to step forward as well, just like the other 4 starters.
So Berrios will go tomorrow night in Houston. Tuesday night, Alex Meyer will make his first big league start in Game 2 of that series. Tommy Malone going to the bullpen. First with Tommy, what was your reaction to that call? Did you have any input in that call to move Tommy to the pen?
Sure, I did. We have input, and we ultimately make a decision as an organization, and we just felt that he wasn't giving us enough innings to be able to justify it. We're in our bullpen too often. Things can always change, but we're going to put him out there and obviously work him out of the bullpen for the time being and give those younger kids a chance here.
Alex Meyer, as a starter this year at Rochester, the numbers were great. What signs will tell you that success has carried into a big league start come Tuesday?
All he needs to do is throw the ball over with some consistency and some command. We're not looking for him to have pinpoint control or command, but he's got to throw it over and let that stuff that he has, which is pretty impressive. The other night he came in and it was a little bit of a scary deal there because he was all over. I think that was safe to assume that that was his first outing. And he hadn't pitched for about 10 or 11 days, so there was a little bit of that rustiness on him as well. But he's got to do a better job of throwing the ball over the plate.
Fastball, great curve. Was the changeup improving? Was it ready to use as a starter down there, AAA? Does he need to have that on Tuesday?
Yeah, he'll use that. I mean, it's in his approach, and he used it. You know, I'm going to say he didn't use it 20% of the time, for instance, down at Rochester, but he certainly used it 10% of the time, which is about right.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. More of Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. More with Terry next on your home for Twins baseball.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the 4 walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's hero with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to three guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Super America wants kids at the ballpark on Sunday for Super America Not Whole Kids Day. Up to two kids receive $5 off a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View or Home Plate View ticket with the purchase of one full-price adult ticket in the same section on Sunday games. Coupons available exclusively at Super America locations.
Welcome back to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Twins and the Tigers coming up in less than an hour from now. This program taking you up until the bottom half of the hour, Chris, and the pregame show follows us here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Terry, let's get some injury updates from you if we can. First, Irvin Santana, progress, what, yesterday, played catch. What do we know from here moving forward?
Yeah, he's going to travel with us to Houston. He'll throw a bullpen down there on Tuesday, and I think he's getting pretty close to being able to come off. I think he comes off about, maybe a week from today. So he's doing well. Gibson's a little deeper into the month of May, but he's feeling better and should be close to being ready sometime in mid-May. And Perkins is doing his maintenance and his strengthening, all that stuff that comes with the left shoulder. It's been a little slow, but it's been steady.
Perkins, has he done any baseball-related activities? Because you need to see that before you can set a true time frame, right?
Yeah, he hasn't done any baseball activities, Corey. We're still trying to strengthen that area. And it's more in the conditioning room and the weight room and so forth with their strength and conditioning people.
Getting back to Santana, so he's eligible in the White Sox series next weekend. Yeah. So are you ruling out no rehab? That he won't need to go down and throw anywhere?
I want to see what he does in this bullpen session to see how he feels the day after the pen. That would probably give us some indication on how close he is to being activated.
Trevor Plouffe got a chance to play yesterday in Fort Myers, one more game today. Then he will also join the team in Houston?
Correct. He'll play today at Port Charlotte with the Miracle. Then he'll travel tomorrow to Houston, and we'll activate him more than likely on Tuesday.
Did you get good reports from what you heard or read about yesterday, and how was that?
He's fine. He took one decent at bat. He's played third base all nine innings. He hadn't been out that long, obviously, but you know it's good to see him play all nine. Usually we start those guys on six or seven innings and get them out of there, but he played the nine innings and he'll play again nine innings.
Now, speaking of third base, Miguel Sano back at third today for a guy that hasn't played much there in a long time. He had a good game in Washington. He's played there a couple times this week, and he's back out there again today.
Yep, he did. He made a couple nice plays over there at third. And if there's one thing that I would say is a lock, he can make that slow roller play because he's got such a powerful arm. Oh, he's, you know, out in right field. He's done okay. You know, not great, but not bad. And there has been progress out there. He made that throw the other night here, and he almost got Martinez at the plate. Mm-hmm. That's about as good a throw as I've seen from that position in a long time. But it's nice that Paul's got the flexibility to move him from right to third, and he's really not had a hiccup in either spot. And we'll see how he does over there today.
Now, considering the start, is everything on the table about, you know, moving guys around? If one player isn't working here for the better of the team, we may have to kind of rethink what our plan was?
Well, we'll have to be flexible. If people aren't getting the job done out there, obviously we're going to have to make some kind of decision on whether or not they go back or whether they get replaced. But, you know, if you look at the history of guys, and you ultimately know exactly what they've done and where they've been and where they're headed, you give them every benefit of the doubt. It's up to them, and then if we don't get it done, we're going to have to make some kind of decision.
As the month of May begins, Joe Mauer leads the league in on-base percentage, .453. Does this remind you of Joe Mauer in the past, what you've seen through a month?
I think so, Corey. We've talked about him at length in this last year or so, maybe last 2 years, about can he get back to his normal self. And, you know, the only thing that I've always said, I was surprised at the amount of strikeouts. He's not striking out. He's walking more than he's striking out. He's taking deep at-bats. You know, he never has any problem hit with two strikes on him. That's amazing to me, but he does that frequently. And we talked a little bit off air about that at-bat the other night in the bottom of the ninth, and it's starting to miss and all that stuff against Cody Allen. Probably as good of at bat as you've seen Joe take in a long time.
After a month of watching Byung-ho Park, did he meet your expectations, exceed them? How would you phrase it?
Well, he's got 6 home runs, but only 8 RBIs. It'd be very nice to see him do some damage with runners in scoring position. It's tough to argue with his homer output. 6 home runs for the month of April is a sizable amount. He looks like he's comfortable here. He's played decent first base. There's a lot of things that have fallen in place. Now it's just a matter of him driving in more runs with the people that are out there.
All right, we'll take one last time. I'll come back. A couple final thoughts from Terry Ryan next as Inside Twins rolls on your home for Twins baseball.
The Minnesota Lottery brings you the quintessential 80s flashback. So scrunch your socks, pump up your high tops, and tighten your fanny pack, because this is going to be like totally awesome! Ah, the 80s. For a more thrilling throwback from this most righteous decade, play our Frogger game for a chance to win up to $75,000. Frogger, radical. Players must be 18 or older.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
It's no secret Quick Trip has the fresh food you need every day. From chips and buns to ripe produce and...
Psst. Hey, buddy. You cooking out?
Yeah, I am.
Well, then you're gonna need brats, hamburger, hot dogs.
You bet. Premium meats now at Quick Trip. Right now, Kitchen Cravings ground chuck or patties only $2.99 a pound. Premium meats at your neighborhood Quick Trip Fresh Market.
You saved me a trip.
Hey, wait for me.
At her last birthday party, we had 12 kids and a clown in a 2-bedroom apartment playing pin the tail on my throw pillows. This year, we have a backyard.
When you're ready to buy a house, a mortgage from U.S. Bank can help make it possible. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota's BX70 series subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powerful enough to handle a wide range of garden and yard chores. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years on a new BX70 and up to $750 in savings when you buy a front loader and second qualifying implement. Now through June 30th, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MinnesotaKubotaDealers.com.
I had no idea the Franks here are so amazing.
It's all in the choice of condiments, my friend.
I'm listening.
Add a little Coop's Arizona Heat and any morsel of food takes on a whole new dimension. It starts with a savory sweetness and then finishes with a nice spicy kick at the end.
At the ballpark or at home, no one fields a better team of mustards than Coop's. That's Coop's with a K.
Mind if I dip my fries?
Head to your nearest Coborn's and pick up some Coop's mustard today.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Last couple minutes with Terry Ryan. Pre-game show coming up at 12:30, game 3 at 1:10, Nolasco and Pelfrey. An alarming stat, Terry, that Dan and I have talked about at great lengths throughout the weekend, especially the wild pitches, 17 from this entire Twin staff. That leaves the league. What do you attribute that to?
Well, we like the other night when Meyer came in, Corey, that pitch, he yanked that badly. It was a curveball. It went about 52 feet. And obviously, that's going to be a wild pitch, but we've had a lot of those. And we're trying to get guys to chase, and we've got quite a few guys that are breaking ball, like Nolasco. He's a curveball slider type guy that's going to throw a lot of those and pitches backwards. And Gibson had some trouble with that, and it's been a little bit of an issue with a few of our pitchers. And I don't know if we can put much of that on our catchers because they try. When you get a pitch like that and you're trying to block that thing, there's a lot of different ways that you might get lucky, but when they're 55-footers, it's tough to block those
guys. Is that speaking from experience as a former pitcher?
Well, I wasn't very good, but I you know, when you're a curveball, you have a good curveball. A lot of times you try to get that thing to land in the dirt, and obviously if it does, you get trouble blocking it.
1 minute left. Ricky Nolasco, through a month, what do you think?
Well, he's been everything that you'd hope he'd be. You know, we've had a couple tough years, but right now he's a guy that's been as consistent as we've got on the mound, and we need him to step up today.
Final thought. With the news about D. Gordon coming out a couple days ago, did anybody in the organization reach down to Nick to not let this distract his season?
Yes, I did. I made that call, and I didn't go to him directly. I went through the manager because I think that's the right pattern to go through here, the avenue. And I feel bad for the family. I'm saddened about D because he's a good player, and it's not good for the industry.
Thanks for the time, Terry.
All right, Corey.
All right, Terry Ryan joining us here inside Twins. We are gearing up for Game 3, the Twins and the Tigers coming up at 1:10 Central Time. It'll be Ricky Nolasco and Mike Pelfrey, the pitching matchup today. Stay tuned. Chris Atterbury standing by. Today's pregame show is next. Thank you for tuning in on your home for Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.